UW-Milwaukee students have been helping turn food waste into nutrient-rich soil. A new program called Panther Pails is connecting those food scraps to the composting operations at the Sandberg Gardens Hoop House. Jessica Gatzo brings you the story.
Pineapple tops, orange peels, and onion skins lay scattered in mounds of wood chips. We're inside the Sandberg Gardens Hoop House. It resembles a greenhouse, but the steel structure covered in translucent plastic is more of a tunnel. A large bin outside holds black pails with yellow covers, UWM's school colors. They're filled with coffee grounds, vegetable scraps, and eggshells waiting to become soil nutrients.
I just wish more people knew that it existed. No one knows that the Hoop House really exists, let alone the Panther Pail program.
That's Nina Hartwig from UWM's Office of Sustainability. She manages gardening and compost operations, including one called Panther Pails. This program gives students and staff an opportunity to participate in composting without needing to make their own.
The reason we started the Panther Pails is because when the pandemic hit, we weren't getting any food scraps at all. So we had to kind of find a way to generate some. So we kind of just turned to our UWM community to see if they could help us out. And they are more than excited about the program. And we actually have 70 people signed up so far since launching last year in November. And we've collected, I think, like 350 gallons of food waste from them.
It's actually a lot of fun, you know. You get to get a little dirty sometimes and, you know, turn the piles, and it's really satisfying seeing your work actually become something.
Ian Gallagher is a senior studying biology and conservation and environmental science. He's one of two student workers at the Hoop House. Food scraps are excellent nitrogen sources, but a compost pile also needs carbon. Hartwig says they supply that element by adding equal amounts of wood chips as they do food waste. Gallagher pointed out how the wood chips become rounded and softer after going through composting. It's similar to how water breaks down the sharp edges of rocks, creating smooth stones over time. Workers turn the piles every 2 weeks. This adds air and generates heat. The overturned concoction of plant matter looks charred as if a fire had been burning. But Hartwig says that ash-like appearance is actually millions of microorganisms.
They're the real people who do the job.
Most of the heat is at the top of the pile, you know, because the heat rises, obviously. And then as it kind of ages a little bit and starts to cool down a little bit, the center holds most of the heat. The top and the sides really cool down. So it's interesting to see what the pile's doing. It feels like a living and breathing organism.
The air inside the Hoop House feels at least a few degrees warmer than outside. This doesn't seem surprising once you realize how much heat an active compost pile generates. Another student employee stuck a specialized composting thermometer into one of the piles. The needle moved right before our eyes, reaching a green-colored zone. That green area represents the ideal composting range of between 90 and 130 degrees Fahrenheit.
I think composting is really important, especially just to get the nutrients back into the soil. Sending food waste off to landfill and having it never break down and having none of the nutrients ever go back into our soil systems is a real issue, actually. So being able to help the soil get its nutrients back and to grow great produce is, I think, really important.
One of the final steps in the composting process involves sifting a pile through a sieve to remove the wood chips.
And then we'll reuse the wood chips and put them in new piles, because I already have all the good microorganisms all over them, so it kind of helps jumpstart the other one that we are making. So,
the entire process takes 6 to 7 months before soil can be used on campus.
Composting at home is actually a lot easier than you think, especially if you have a resource. You'd be surprised at the amount that you get rid of and how you don't have to take your trash out as often if you're composting.
UW-Milwaukee student Jessica Gatzo brought us that story on campus composting. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. Find more Wisconsin Life at wisconsinlife.org. I'm Mary Kate McCoy.